Cordial viewers, welcome to this week's edition of Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today we travel to Birmingham, UK to enjoy more of the excitement from the Gadget Show Live 2010, a fun-filled affair. Gadget Show Live, known as the ultimate consumer electronics exposition in Britain, brings together companies from around the globe to display, demonstrate and sell their very latest technology. This year, more than 66,000 tech fans, young and old, came to the National Exhibition Centre over the event's five-day run in April 2010 to enjoy firsthand many fascinating innovations that have recently been released to the public. Gadget Show Live, now in its second year, is based on the popular UK TV series The Gadget Show, itself a weekly review of the most current consumer technology. To get a glimpse of some of the latest products on the market, our Supreme Master Television correspondent in the UK was on hand at the event and met many exhibitors showcasing diverse offerings. To give an idea of just how varied the devices on display were, today we'll be introducing gadgets from three different fields. The first product is a cool green tech tool, which helps people to use energy resources in a wiser manner. The second one is both a language learning instrument and something that can assist the blind in identifying items. And the third is an amazing apparatus designed for our canine companions. Let's now join the excitement as we meet first with Mike Woodall, director of Effigy Limited, a company that offers many kinds of devices to help reduce household energy consumption.
I'm Mike Woodall from Effigy Limited. We're into energy-saving products. Our main flagship product is a wireless electricity monitor. We've got an installation here that shows how it actually works. It's very simple, very easy to self-install. Basically, the product comprises of a little sensor clip that just very simply clicks around the live cable anywhere near your meter or your consumer unit. This attaches to a wireless transmitter, which is battery powered. That then sends a signal, which is a measure of your consumption, into this wireless monitor. It's got a very simple, clear readout, and you can see that we're pulling just over 2 kilowatts of power at the moment with everything that we're powering. But if you press this button, you can turn it into cost, pence per hour, effectively. So 2 kilowatts translated into a typical energy bill is about 22-23 pence per hour. So if I turn appliances on and off, this figure will go up and down because that is a real-time measure of your consumption. It's got an onboard memory, so you can click the history button and then you can go backwards and forwards by day or by week or by month, and you can plot your consumption over time. The idea being that there is a call to action there, and you hopefully can start to plot your energy savings, because the more awareness that you have and the more visible your energy consumption is, we would hope that, you know, most people would be induced to try to minimize that as much as possible. This is an individual plug-in energy socket, so it does a very similar job to the wireless energy monitor. But you plug an individual appliance into there, and you can leave it for a period of time, or you can just get a quick instant reading of what energy that particular appliance is using. So you can then obviously move that product around the home, and you can really hone in on individual appliances that you might be concerned about.
One company is leading the way in interactive reading and multilingual education, and in doing so is helping to preserve natural resources by minimizing the need for paper. UK-based Mantralingua has created an interactive pen, which allows the reader to listen to sounds generated from pictures and words within special books thanks to microdots embedded in the pages that act as mini barcodes. We now learn more from Mr. Rabin Dutta, Mantralingua's director.
We're a small publishing company in London, and we are very well known for providing a technological edge to children's picture books. That's where we started. And progressively introducing technology, we've invented this pen. This pen is a special instrument that brings sound to paper and picture books. So I'd like to take you through some of these products that we have. The first product would be for the professional birder or the real lover of birds. We call it the Bird Mic. It's a product which has 270 British birds all sorted in order. So the way the pen responds to this is when it touches that, I can go to another one. See, the beauty about this product is there's no fast-forwarding, scrolling. You get to the point instantly. Right?
Robin, songs are sweet rather.
So it explains also about the Robin. So it's saving paper by putting the text in sound. Okay? And this product has been selling very well.
Another exciting aspect of the Mantralingua pen is that it has a recording function, thus allowing for a great number of inventive uses. For example, the pen is proving very popular with the visually impaired, who can activate voice recordings on stickers and labels with it for instant identification of items.
One feature about this product is that it's very simple. And because of its simplicity, the blind people have found a lot of use for the same product. Let me explain what the pen looks like. It's a very simple computer. There's a power button. You press it for about 3 seconds until the red light comes on. So it has a volume up, volume down, a mode button and a record button. Now the blind people, you can imagine their predicament. They buy a can of baked beans and a can of plums. But without opening the pen, they don't know which one is which. Or they may have a CD of Beethoven and a CD of Beatles. But they don't know unless they load it on the CD player. So now we've done a load of sticky labels. The surrounding is not very good, but I'll give you an idea. This is the record button. If I press this button, touch a label, and then I make a statement. I'm now giving a demonstration in a very noisy environment. I let go of this button, take the label out, stick it on my can. Whenever I touch it, so you can see the RNIB bought loads of these pens for their members. Now the pen has a USB cable to download new content, new books, etc. It's got a microphone port when you want to record the birds far away, and it's got an earphone for power speakers or for your iPod. It's a very simple device and runs on simple batteries.
Finally today, we take a look at a new product that is meant to help our dog companions get ready to come indoors after playing outside. The paw plunger is a very handy device for cleaning the paws of our wet and muddy pooch friends after taking them on a fun-filled walk.
This is a paw plunger, and it's a really unique, easy way to clean your dog's paws without any mess or hassle or any stress for the dog.
Can you tell us how it works?
Yeah, it's very simple, no wires or electric or anything, but very effective. It has a lid, so it's totally portable. You can take it in the car with you if you're on holiday with your dog, or use it at home, obviously. So you just unscrew the top and fill the jug with plain water, and then replace the top. And then when you come back from your walk, you've got your dirty paws. You just hold the paws still and slide this onto each paw and move it up and down 2 or 3 times. And see, it's got soft brushes inside. So the brushes get right between the dog's pads and round the toes and right through the coat. So it will take every bit of grit or sand, mud, any debris that they've got, anything unpleasant that they've got in their paws, all comes out in the jug. And then when you've done, you just empty it away.
And what benefits are there for the dogs?
Several. It's very soft and gentle for them. You haven't got to overstretch them into a bucket or squeeze their feet with a towel. So that's lots of benefits for the dog for that way. You can also use it to medicate the dog's paws if you ever get a sore paw or an infection in the paw. So you just put your medication in here and then you can sit it on the paw. Because of the seal around the top, even if the dog's lying down, you can just leave it there to soak. So you can actually get a much quicker healing time on the paw and a much more pleasant experience for you and for the dog. So it's got a lot of uses. We've got three different sizes of paw plungers. So we've got the petite size, which is for your toy dogs, then the medium size, and then we have the really large one.
And can you tell us about their environmental benefits?
Yeah, because you're using a fairly small amount of water compared to if you were using a whole bucket or a hose pipe, you're saving water by using it, and you're not putting any chemicals in it either, so it's very good for the environment as well as for the dog.
These green and life-enhancing items were just some of the many fantastic new products showcased at Gadget Show Live 2010. We look forward to next year, where many more tech-savvy companies are due to make the third installment of the Gadget Show Live even bigger and more exciting. We thank the representatives from Effigy Limited, Mantra Lingua and Paw Plunger for kindly taking the time to speak with us about their company's offerings, and we wish them success in introducing even more unique and beneficial innovations in the years to come. For more details on the Gadget Show Live, please visit www.gadgetshowlive.net. For more information on today's featured companies, please visit Effigy Limited, www.effigy.com. Mantra Lingua, www.mantralingua.com. Paw Plunger, www.pawplunger.com. Thank you, intelligent viewers, for joining us today for this edition of Golden Age Technology. Next up is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May the divine love of the Providence always shine upon us all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.